little wheelbarrow. Okay. What might you sharpen a... I don't even know how to say this word. A scythe?
Scythe.
Okay, what would you call the thing you sharpen that on?
Oh, is it a whetstone?
Okay.
I think that's what it is.
All right. How about one that turns around?
Oh, emery wheel.
Okay. Would you ever call it a grindstone?
Yeah, grindstone. Emery wheel, I guess, is smaller for scissors and things like that.
Okay. All right, what do you call the thing you drive around?
Car.
Mm-hmm. All right, if something is squeaking and you want to lubricate it, what would you use?
Oil.
All right. What's the harder stuff called?
Grease.
All right. Now, if you got grease all over your hands, you would say, my hands are all...
greasy.
Okay. What is it that you use to burn in lamps?
Oil.
All right. Might you call it something else?
Coal oil.
Okay. All right. What might you call a makeshift lamp that you would make with a rag, a bottle, and kerosene? Never made one?
No. Uh-uh.
Have you ever heard of a flambeau?
Yeah, I've heard of flambeau, but I didn't know that's what it was.
Oh, okay. Well, that has a lot of meanings. I just was wondering if you don't
flame
know.
Flame is what I think of when I say flambeau.
Okay. What do you call the inside of the tire of a car is the inner...
inner tube.
All right. Okay. If they've just built a boat and are going to put it in the water for the first time, you might say they're going to...
launch it.
Mm-hmm. All right, and what kind of boat would you go fishing on a small lake?
Skiff.
Okay.
That's a little rowboat.
Uh-huh. All right.
A skiff is kind of like a rowboat. It's a flat bottom thing, I believe.
Oh.
Similar to it.
Is the bow of it squared off or pointed?
It's pointed, I believe.
Okay. Have you ever heard of a bateau? Is that the same as a rowboat?
I don't know. I've never heard it called a bateau around here. I know that's what the word means, but I've never heard them call that here.
Okay. If you were going to the next village, and I said, are you going to be home today? You might say, no.
No, I'm going to town.
Okay. Okay.
Your village got me.
Yeah, I should have said town. All right. Okay. All right, if a child is learning to dress himself, one of your children, and you brought in his clothes to him, you might say, Tommy.
Put your clothes on.
Now, how about Tommy, here?
Here are your clothes.
All right. If I ask you if you think Gerald Ford is going to be reelected, you might say, no, but, let's see, that's really hard to get at. Supposing you're in the minority in a political opinion you have, and I ask you if you think, okay, Gerald Ford's going to be reelected, and you say, no, but...
he probably will be. Is that what you mean?
No. You're in the minority. And maybe you're the only person in the whole town that thinks that. And you might say no, but they're... let's skip this one. I wanted you to say there are a lot of other people who think that he will or something, but that's not... you've already said it another place. Okay. If you're taking a child to the dentist and he is afraid, the dentist might say, don't be afraid, I
won't hurt you.
Mm-hmm.